Well, I put on a little rousing get ready music for you guys. And I had to do my research. I have to say to Paul Thompson that when I saw Flugelhorn on the lineup here, I thought it was a typo. But then if you're typing bass, you'd have to really be off to accidentally type Flugelhorn instead of bass. And then I went back and I read his storied biography, and it indicates, probably he may not even realize that it indicates, about his early years as a trumpeter in grade school, and he eventually got to bass, and something tells me that we have two layers of glass separating us right now, so I can tease him, but something tells me that Paul just wanted another challenge. And he's got the flugelhorn. Maybe all those years of touring with Maynard Ferguson did something. Although, he had a trumpet, and I'm thinking of Chuck Mangione. You're in for a real treat here. We're going to be talking about the cabaret, or the caparet, as we probably should call it. And Sky Visco, Sam Harris, who's taken the bass away from Paul, and Aaron Karsh are here along with Paul Thompson. And it's a real pleasure. I'm going to join them outside in just a moment. But let's welcome these fine musicians representing the Creative and Performing Arts School, 6 through 12 of Pittsburgh Public Schools, Kappa. Thank you. Saturday Light Brigade, and wow is all I can say. I think you guys, have you all been here before? I think so. I see Sam nodding his head, who is the bassist, the playing bassist of this group. And I just keep seeing Paul with a flugelhorn is just knocking me out here.
It's weird for me, too. It's weird for all of us.
Probably not quite as weird for Paul, but how have you been, and what's going on in your life?
Well, I'm off to college soon, graduating from CAP. We're all going to graduate in about a month, so we're very excited but sad at the same time.
Yeah, I imagine. Where are you heading?
I'm going to Temple University.
For music, I gather.
Yeah, jazz performance.
Temple has a great radio station with a great jazz format, unless things have changed since I last drove through. But I've heard some killer jazz radio while driving by Temple University. You got to remember my life. You know, that's the kind of, that's my instrument, so I deal with that. Do you want to say hello or acknowledge anybody while we have the mic in front of you?
Hi, Mom.
There you are. Hello, Sam's mom. We all say hello. Thank you to Sam. Let's go over to Aaron Karsh, who I suspect is related to Kenny. Am I right?
Yes.
Kenny, little Kenny. your dad?
Yes.
I figured as much. And sorry about that. And how are you?
I'm great.
And you're heading off to school too, and is there anybody you want to say hello to?
Hi, Mom.
She's in the audience. Kenny's wife is in the audience. Yeah, and your dad plays keys, right? Or does he play drums?
Guitar.
Oh, my gosh. How did I blow that one? Well, you never know. Everyone's changing. Could be from bass to flugelhorn. You never know. But where are you heading off to school?
I'm going to Point Park.
Excellent. Music, performance as well.
Art management. Yeah.
Excellent. We'll look to hire you as we continue to grow. And it's good to have you here once again. And then before we talk to Paul, we'll say hello to Sky Visco, who's playing tenor sax today. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
And are you heading anywhere to college?
I'm planning on heading multiple places, but I have my eyes on West Virginia Wesleyan at this moment.
Oh, excellent. Studying?
Saxophone.
Terrific. And have you been accepted there yet? Okay, good. And fine. Oh, hellos to anybody? Do you want to say hi maybe to Mrs. Karsh or anyone? Sam's mom?
Sam's mom for sure. Maybe my dad and all the moms everywhere. That's cool.
Yeah. Happy early Mother's Day. And Paul, I'm sorry to keep teasing you, but when did you decide to pick up flugelhorn?
Well, I started playing flugelhorn first at a very early age, and I tried to figure out some way to get on the gig because Sam is such a great bass player. So I thought if I got on the flugelhorn, I'd be able to play with these guys.
Oh, yeah, and I noticed this
Sky had this visceral reaction to your comment about Sam Mayer. You don't agree?
No, we're best friends, and we've the past 4 years we've come like really far together. So no, I'm in total agreement. I think it's funny for Mr. Thompson to finally admit to that, though.
This sounds so insidey, and I don't mean it to, but these guys, I have no true right to be proud of them other than being from the same area and having listened to them over a few years. But I am proud, and I think do have, as we all should, be proud to be part of a region and community in which young people can experiment and grow and discover whether their talents lie in science, math, engineering, reading, writing, athletics, or music and art. And the Creative and Performing Arts School, grade 6 through 12, Pittsburgh Public Schools, has been giving kids and youth an opportunity to do that for many years. And some of the finest musicians, including Paul, standing next to me now, are byproducts of the education that takes place at that school. And I say byproducts because it's all in the process and fundamentals and in the way education is conducted there, almost a conservatory-style type environment for early teens and folks heading off to college. And Paul, it's really a treasure to have the school here. And the cabaret is coming up. We'll talk with Terry Kennedy about that in a little bit. But anything you want to add about what's been happening at Kappa? I know lots of news about budget cuts, and we'll keep things positive, but there's still such a great need for what it is you're doing, isn't there?
Oh, for sure, definitely. And that's part of the reason that we brought these three seniors here to play for everybody, because where they are today is because of the way that we've operated the school in the past. In fact, where I am today, I'm a 91, class of 91 graduate of Kappa High School. The way that we get to work with them, we get to expose them to different things. I had three kids come with me. I'm playing Legally Blonde. I brought them into the pit with me, and it was a great lesson for them. But it's very hands-on, our instruction, and it's invaluable, the experience these kids get to leave with and the kind of institutions they get into and where they can place because of their experience that they already have. It's a wonderful, beautiful thing. And we are losing some money, unfortunately. We don't know what's going to happen. But we want to continue to give these kids this kind of instruction and expose them to the arts like no other kids can be exposed.
Yeah, and there is an opportunity for you to really get a sense of what goes on coming up on May 19th, which is just a week from tonight. You can actually see Kappa, which is right downtown. Is it 6th and Penn?
It's 9th and Fort Duquesne.
I didn't even get any of them right. 9th and, I mean, I know, I always walk there, so I don't really notice. 9th and Fort Duquesne. 6th, 9th, you know, they're all flugelhorn bass, you know, it doesn't matter. But 9th and Fort Duquesne, you know, you can see PNC Park from there. And from 5:30 to 10:30, there'll be performances as well as some fundraising activities, including a silent auction to benefit student travel and enrichment opportunities. A lot of funding can't be used for those sorts of things. A lot of traditional funding can't be used for those sorts of things, so monies are raised to try to make that possible. And you can have a direct impact on some lives of students coming up in coming years by attending that event. We didn't have a chance to talk before. I'm not sure how many songs you prepared for today.
We have a couple that we can play. We have a couple more we'd love to play for you.
Well, terrific. Let's have you play one more. Then afterwards, we'll talk a little bit more with Terry about the gig. What did you open up with?
We played a song by Tad Dameron called Lady Bird.
And what's next?
Right now, we're going to play a song by Terrence Blanchard and Branford Marcellus called Mo Better Blues.
We haven't named you guys, have we? The Flugelhorn Four? Or all right, once again, welcome Sky and Sam and Aaron and Paul. Saturday Light Brigade, and they're three graduating seniors from Kappa, and Paul Thompson along with them. The Flugelhorn Four, as they're called this morning. And I'm sitting next to Terry Kennedy, who is one of the people who is helping to lead the Kappa Cabaret, which is a week from tonight, May 19th, 5:30. Incidentally, if you've tuned in for Grace Callahan, our Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Competition winner, she'll be on shortly, and we'll have a full performance set as well. It's been a busy morning. We started with music from the Andes, Peruvian music in our last hour, and now some great classic jazz. We have old-time music coming up with fiddle and banjo and flute in just a few moments. But Grace will indeed grace us with her voice shortly. Terry, tell us a little bit about the cabaret and what folks can expect.
Well, first of all, I just want to say I'm not a cabaret leader. I'm the PTSA president, Steve Schlesinger, and his committee. He took on last spring, said he would chair this. They've been working hard all year in planning stuff. So I'm in debt to everybody who has been helping on this, but Steve has been pulling together everything. What we can expect is there'll be lots of artwork. There will be lots of performances. There'll be stuff from actually every department. The whole school pulled together. Every department is involved. There's two seatings for our show, which will be very, they've been rehearsing that. And again, every department's involved. It's going to look at a day of a Kappa student, but you know, with all our different departments represented. The visual arts department, in advance of this, has painted 200 paintings that are going to be on sale for $30 each. There's a lot of auction items. There'll be a lot of good food. There'll be stations throughout the school. But you know, this is a PTSA-sponsored event, but the cabaret is about the students, because in the end of the day, what does PTSA do? We help the students and the community. So we're hoping to see a large turnout, not just from the Kappa community, but the greater community at large.
Great. Well, I hope folks will come out. And, you know, you're watching Glee, huh? You like you know, how about some real life? How about some breathing, bleeding, feeling? We'll leave bleeding out, but some local students here that deserve, thank you, Terry, who deserve some support here and your support. And it sounds like a lot of fun. I think the cabaret, I hadn't thought about it till you described it, seeing sort of a multidisciplinary show about what life is like for a Kappa student should be good. Paul, it's so good to see you. It's been too long. And did you guys have anything else you wanted to say that you maybe forgot, like saying hi to Sam's mom or Ken's dad or anybody? You?
Yes.
No? Him? Okay. Hi.
We're just really excited to play here for you. We're excited to do the cabaret on the 19th. And as Ms. Kennedy said, there's going to be a lot of different art forms represented. And there's no place that I know of where you can find that many different art forms together. It's just been such a special place for me to come up and to be around. Mr. Thompson has done wonders for my playing because he's so great. Like I said, I think we're all going to be sad to leave, but the cabaret is to keep that going. You know, there's something very special about the mentorship that I get at Kappa.
Thank you. That's Sam Harris. And I was thinking about mentoring, and you know, it's more than an education. What you're doing is learning, which is a little different, and it's a great environment. I would love to have had a Kappa when I was growing up, although I don't know if I had the talent to be in a Kappa, but maybe writing. Definitely not drumming, which was my instrument, but beyond a triple paradiddle, that's about all I could do. Paul, thank you for being with us, and what are you guys going to close up with?
We're going to close out with a standard called Softly as in a Morning Sunrise.
Oh, one of my favorites. I won't sing, though. I'll sing in my head. Once again, the Flugelhorn 4 featuring Paul Thompson and graduating Kappa senior Sky Visco, Sam Harris, and Aaron Kenny Sun Karsh. Thank you.
Guy Visco on tenor sax, Sam Harris on bass, Aaron Karsh on drums, Paul Thompson on flugelhorn. Thank you all from Kappa, Creative and Performing Arts, Pittsburgh 6 through 12. And thanks also to Terry Kennedy. Kappa Cabaret, Saturday, a week from today, May 19th, 5:30 to 10:30. Grace Callahan coming up. I'm just breezing along with the breeze, trailing the rain.